going back for maybe 5 years, 6 years since I had the first motion down with Sligo County Council. Tom Kilfeather then addressed in relation to having the first assessment done of how many houses were affected in the Sligo. And then it led on to where we are now, an internal group in the council set up with Jim Malloy, a senior executive officer, and members of the Pirate Action Group. So I'm delighted that we're at this stage now. I have no doubt that Cabinet will confirm that Sligo will be included in the Pirate Scheme.
There have been numerous false dawns as it relates to this, particularly this side of Christmas. Are you confident, and do you have a specific time frame at hand today of when homeowners in County Sligo can actually apply to the scheme?
Yeah, we have been informed by the Minister's Office, Sligo County Council, that this proposal will be brought to the next Cabinet meeting. So this is what we were looking for at all times. Minister Bryan has made the decision to recommend the inclusion of County Sligo in the scheme. So that's what we were waiting on for a long time. And it was held up with European interference, but now that seems to be addressed by the Minister. And we're hopeful now that in the coming weeks we will see Sligo included in the scheme.
Presumably then, attentions may turn to how good the scheme is. We know there's a lot of concern, particularly up in Donegal, that the scheme doesn't provide 100% redress. What are your thoughts on the scheme that's currently on the table?
Yes, well, my understanding is that the scheme will be 100% redress, and it will accommodate surrounding works in relation to that. Now, you know that people will be getting a full upgrade of their houses, so in many cases houses totally rebuilt, and you know, going forward, and those people have mortgages at the moment on some of those houses, so it is a step forward. I'm sure that there will be issues as we roll out the scheme, but this is a major day for the county.